I think actually there is very much a need of convergence of those two models, because if you look at, in a long historical view, the current form of capitalism is really eating up the planet. We use 1.5 times the resources that are needed to regenerate the earth. So we are really kind of, eating our mother in a way, right? And so we have to move to this buen vivir system, which means that we have to replace some of our material needs with immaterial pursuits, right? We have to minimize our footprint, but at the same time, we want to be happy and culturally rich. And I think that's, if you look at it, that's what they already know how to do, right? So traditional people may benefit from some technology transfer in some ways, because it allows them to have, easy access to water, to electricity. So they have their needs. They also want to kind of evolve, but they want to evolve in a way that they can control and protect their culture. On the other hand, I think we need them, because the pre-industrial civilization already knew how to do this. They were not living for material accumulation. So it's kind of like a new social contract. I think it's not one way. Like we are bringing them. And it's both ways. We need them, and they need, in some ways, they also need, some transfusion from science and technology. So I think the key problem until now has been that biopiracy is that their knowledge has been used without their permission and without any benefit and profit sharing towards them. And so we're thinking, for example, in terms of a new type of licenses that are reciprocity-based. The problem with the... And this is a controversial issue. Not everyone agrees with me on this, but I'll explain my vision on this. Totally open licenses allow anyone to use it, including big multinationals. And the only thing to do is put knowledge back in the common pool. So if they improve the code, they put back the common code, the code in the common pool. And that's what IBM does with Linux. But I think we need something different for traditional people. We need some kind of guarantees that the economic richness that is created around these common pools goes back to the original communities. And so if we have a reciprocity-based licensing system, I think we can achieve this. And because now they are afraid of sharing. They like to share. They have always shared. But they're afraid of sharing because they're afraid of being taken advantage of. And this is the key issue we want to solve. And this requires a lot of discussion and dialogue with traditional communities. And that's why this is taking more time than the other four streams. We need more work to find the right solutions with them.